Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome. Can you believe it is already December 23rd? I am Tracy L., and I am here today guest hosting for Dr. Pat. Well, she gets a little bit of a breather, always fun. We are so excited. The year is coming to an end. Guess what? We're going to be talking today about how we can help you get unstuck. You know, as we get to the end of the year, a lot of times it's not uncommon to look past at that last year and say, was that better than last year? Did I achieve what I wanted to achieve? How did I get there? So today's also a call-in show, as much as we're going to guide you and shift you. I am actually the creator and founder of the Body Regeneration Method for our new listeners and Dr. Pat's listeners. I'm so grateful. What that means is I actually restored, repaired my body 100% energetically after 3 near-death experiences and given no more hope. So I work with people just like you around the world, helping you see the amazingness that you are, what you have inside, and how you can do it as well. And that it is a process, it is a journey. And that's why it's so important today to want to talk to you guys about really seeing if you felt you had places in your life where you got stuck and some tips and things you can start using right now so you don't have to stay stuck. I always say you don't want to be in the pond. If you want to call in, you have a question and you want something maybe shifted energetically before the end of the year, you can. 1-800-930-2819 is our call-in number. And I always know if I said a number wrong, we have the most amazing producers that always help us along. But it is the end of the year, and we only have about a week left. And this is a time that, as I said, a lot of times you'll look at the last year and you'll say, where did I become the place I wanted to be? And where did I really still feel like I got stuck? And I always call it the pond versus the stream. You know, are you, and now as we're getting to the end of the year, I'm in this beautiful place down south in the Dominican. And I want to share something. The ponds are looking a little bit more like swamps right now as we get to the end of the year. And I'll explain that in a minute. And the streams are looking more like rapids. So the energy as we've gotten to the end of the year has shifted quite drastically. And when we get to the end of the year, we look back and we say, what happened and what didn't happen? If certain things didn't happen in your life or you felt stuck, it's very easy to say, I'm stopping that, I'm quitting, and I'm walking away. And I say people do this right before you're on the brink of a miracle. And this goes back to why here I am sitting here in the beautiful sun. My home base is Canada. Canada is cold. I have spent many Christmases and many winters, most of my life in the snow, minus 55 for all of you beautiful listeners where it's nice and warm. Imagine you can't even go outside unless like every piece of your skin is covered. And I had this dream 10 years ago where I said, I really would love to be able to spend most of my winter time away from Canada. And as much as it has beauty in the summer, the cold does wear on you. And you guys would understand if you've ever experienced cold. And I kept pressing in and I didn't know when that was going to happen. I didn't know if it was going to happen in my mind, in my brain, because your mind and your brain are wired to keep you safe. But when I tuned into how I felt about it, I knew somewhere really deep inside, I had this inner knowing. I just knew that it was going to happen one day. So 10 years later, when I now, here I am down south, never spent my first, I was just saying to our amazing producers, the first time I've ever spent a Christmas without snow. But not only that, my whole schedule until the end of May is literally traveling to these different countries, helping souls just like you, and they're all warm countries. So I got better than what I asked for. And so often, when we feel stuck and we look at the year and we look at timing, we say, oh, that didn't happen. So maybe I should give up, even though you know, deep down, there's that inner knowing. It's the calling. But we're taught to really look at what is our external environment and what are people telling us all the time. Quite often when you're looking to create change, you probably notice this, that you can ask your friends, should I change? Is this something that's working for me or not? And if you're feeling frustrated or angry about something that unfolded in your life, your friends who love you are always, you can always find somebody that will sympathize with you. You can always find somebody that will say, yeah, you know, you're right, you're right. And when I learned this, I started asking people when I knew I needed to make a change that were one further ahead than where I wanted to be, had accomplished things that I really respected and admired, and I knew would be honest with me. And when you go outside your peer group to ask, you'd be amazed at how much information you will get back that will not be probably what you want to hear. But this is where real growth comes from in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and psychological bodies. They come from you getting out of your comfort zone. And a lot of times people hear that, oh, get out of your comfort zone, but it's not as easy as most people make it seem to be. I see what people say on the net, oh, just get out of it, just jump off, it's easy. It's not always that easy because, as I said, the brain and the mind are they're there. They have programming and they're like, no, stay. You know how to function. You know how to function in things that aren't working for you, even though you say you don't like them. And this is where, when you can start to step back and say, who can I ask that will be truthful with me on the changes I desire to make? Don't go to the people you've known for 10, 15, 20 years. They are just going to say, I love you and you're right and you're right. And then you wake up, and I've done this personally. I'd wake up a couple years later and I'm like, oh my God, I should not have asked for that advice. I should have just kept following my intuition. And that's where I started asking people that I just really respected. So find out who in your space can you ask that will keep you really honest with yourself so you can move forward. And the other place about really starting to be unstuck, and I saw this in the energy. I was sitting on the beach. I wish you could see my view right now because I'm like literally looking at the ocean. The sun's coming in. And when you go to the ocean, for me, I get so much channeled information. And right now the planet is shifting at such a high pace. That's why you might be feeling a lot of frustration as the year comes by, or you might, a lot of people say, I feel like I'm having bad dreams. I hear this a lot from my clients and people just like you. And I said, well, it's energies that are coming off the body as you're getting ready into 2020. So 2020 is about truth and it's about moving forward. So like I said, at the top of the hour, the ponds are now going to become swamps. And the rivers are going to become really fast rapids. So your life next year, if you position it properly, and all you need to do with that is your intention, what am I really pressing into? And when I say pressing in, that means what are you leaning your energy in? Not just your thoughts, but your feelings. What are you really ready to let go of? A lot of people, when I was really sick, I was very sick. I was born very ill with a lot of illnesses. And it wasn't until I was in my early 30s, which was over 17 years ago, that actually I started to have to change and do something different. I was in love with my illness because it gave me attention. I was in love if lack came up because it gave me attention. And I knew how to function. And when I started to uncouple and say I didn't want to live like this anymore, I did lose friends. I did have separation from my family. It was painful and it was frustrating. But guess what, guys? If you can really take a step back and make yourself a priority, I promise you what you're going to see is new people come in. You can really start to dissipate, you know, illnesses in the body, lack, and really bring in a well spirit of your heart. And that is one of those places when you have the well spirit of the heart, you can actually get out of the poverty spirit of the heart, which so many people have poverty spirit of the heart, which keeps you stuck. And poverty spirit of the heart is lack of gratitude. And that also keeps you stuck. And every day, I always say to my tribe of beautiful, beautiful people that I work with every day, just like you. I say, thank you, God, reset, let go. You can say universe, divine, whatever, an energy of love for you. And thank you a million times a day, because that shows you how rich you are in your heart space. I know, I believe we have Malin on the line. Is that correct?
We do.
We do. Oh, well, let's bring her on.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you today? So lovely to hear your voice.
I know, you're a weekly caller.
It's awesome. I love it. And it's the holiday, so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Happy Hanukkah. I have a quick question.
Yes.
When we're cleaning out, it's the end of the year, it's the holidays, and we just keep on missing that one person who's gone from our life. We know energies are being cleared out, but we can't shake it because it's the first of not having that physical person nearby us at this time, which is, we know that they're in peace, but we can't fully shake it, even though we know the energies are leaving. Yes. But can we just get a boost with removing all those energies from the body?
Yeah, here's what happens energetically to your body. So the firsts are always the hardest, whether somebody, in your case, somebody who's passed, or somebody that maybe left a relationship, you know, like you've gone through a divorce or a separation. The reason the firsts of any holiday are the hardest is because the memories in the body that you shared are actually dissipating. And where I want to actually elaborate on that is, if you go back to the time you've spent with you, your father, with many people, it's when they're going, like I said, endings with relationships, friendships. Think about all the conversations you've had and interactions. Okay, next Christmas we'll do this, or on your next birthday we're going to do this, or on your milestone birthday we're going to do this. When married couples are together, a lot of the times they'll say, when we retire we're going to do this. Every time those conversations happens, there's a seed planted in the energetic field. So there is information planted in the field. Then, and I'll clear this for you as we're talking to in the energetic fields lighter. You need to go through the emotions. So a lot of times people think, oh, I shouldn't go through the emotion. I'm like, no, you need to go through the emotions of the first, because it's dissipating the energy out of the body, creating room for the new. So the body gets to that first holiday, right? And so for you, this first Christmas, saying, oh, okay, this is different. I've celebrated since I was born every holiday in some capacity, right, with my family that looks like this. And then the body just gets into the rhythm. And it's like, okay, next holiday, here it is again. Next holiday, here it is again. So that's what's happening. Now the body stops and says, oh, wait a minute. That energy is actually gone, right? It's left the body, it's left the field. And that's what I'll start to pull off. So it's okay. And some people, they beat themselves up a lot. They're like, well, why? I get they're on the other side. I get they're at peace, but it's still, you're here and your body is still looking for them to come around the corner. It's still looking for them, you know, because you had those conversations. Look at how many Christmases and Hanukkahs and Easters and birthdays. Look how many you spent together.
Correct.
Yeah. So let's start to pull out. What we can do is pull out all the future seeds that were planted and all that energy. Okay. And anybody that's actually listening, if you have had loss in your life that way, then you start to focus on just what I'm talking about here, of just knowing that we can remove the accumulations of all those seeds and roots that were planted that we know aren't going to come up anymore. That energy isn't going to be there anymore. But that we can remove where it was, where the body's looking for it. I always say, thank you, God. You can say universe or divine. But we can also override it now, meaning speaking back into the body energetically, the space of just that love and that place that's in that beautiful alignment of honoring them on the other side. So just tune into your body for a minute, because you can see it's dissipating. This work is always done in the heart. So the body goes everywhere else. So that can make you emotional for the next, you know, day or two as well. And that's okay. Just let that ride and let that go through. How does that feel in your body?
It feels good. The only thing that feels really heavy, it's it's the arm, and it's my left arm, which is obviously the heart.
Yeah, the arms and the hands are connected to the heart. That's why we hug. Well done. So yes, we'll just start to open up the meridian lines on the right side and the left side, meaning the energetic lines on the right and the left for people listening. They can start to dissipate so the body can be more expansive and really just sit in that energy and really just be in gratitude for the time that you did spend together. And gratitude for the new that's coming. The other thing I also recommend to people energetically, if it gets heavy with a loss, especially during the first of the seasons and stuff, is to also write them a beautiful letter. And it's an old teaching, but it still has so much power. And it's just like, I miss you, I love you, I honor you for the good, the bad, the indifferent, and now I just let this go. And then you burn that. And just sit for a few minutes. Don't rush it. Sit with it for a few minutes.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Feels complete. Thank you.
Yeah. How does your arm feel?
It feels good. It feels lighter.
A little bit lighter.
The energy. Yeah.
The energy is moving. Yeah. You know what? It's so important that we keep that moving. This is also where people, and it's so good that you recognize this time of year, because a lot of people, this is the energy that gets stuck in the body that can make you actually physically ill later. So well done.
Thank you. Appreciate everything. Thank you, and happy
Merry
holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Happy holidays. So much love.
Take care.
You know, I love this question and talking about becoming unstuck. So these are the things that when you stay in repetitive patterns, you don't ask the questions, and you will find yourself sticking in stuff that isn't working for you anymore. And this is 2020. So many people keep saying, what's happening in 2020? Why is 2020 so amazing? Well, it's the end of a decade, obviously. This last decade's leaving us, but it is really the start of 10 years of bringing in new energies, but new information. So how we function as a society and how we interact with each other. And we're coming back more into community, less separation. And that's one of the beautiful things around technology. There are other things around technology that aren't probably the best, but the beautiful thing about here is that we get to connect, and you know, with people all over the world. And this is what community is all about, and it's coming back to community. So there was separation that really happened and disconnection, especially over the last 5 to 7 years. And you're going to start to notice in 2020, however people connect, it's going to start to get stronger. And this is really going to start to build stronger foundations where you'll be given and start to feel like you have more strength, more power to speak in your truth, more of that alignment, people moving forward with you, people, you know, really saying, yes, good job. And that's the other thing. If you're wondering about being things that you can do so you're not stuck in 2020, who are the people that are in your life that don't just support you because they would just do it anyways, but who are the ones that literally they will challenge you, they'll push you, they'll love you, and they'll encourage you to keep going after your dreams and your visions? Like I said at the top of the hour, most people, when I said I wanted to live this kind of, you know, away from the winter, I got a lot of negativity. People were like, that's not going to happen, and how would you do that, and you have this business, it's so busy. And I got a lot of negativity, so I stopped telling people my dream and my vision, and I kept that very close to me. And in the mornings, in my gratitude, I would say, thank you, God, universe, or divine, the energy of love, thank you for bringing this into my life when it's the right time, and better. And I just kept it close to my chest and said, okay, I'm going to just press in. And then it unfolded. And then I started telling people, guess what's happening? And they're like, wow, that's amazing. And those were the people now that were really wanting to see my dreams and visions. So I'm saying this, where are your dreams and visions where you have to hold them back? When you share your dreams and visions, are people uplifting you, moving you, supporting you, or are they actually pulling you back? Because that energy can keep you stuck as well. And a lot of times with friends and family, what happens is they're afraid to see you maybe have a bigger financial jump, or they can be afraid to see you have a bigger jump in your career. They can be afraid to see you maybe have that relationship that is beautiful and flowing. They're afraid to see you not complaining if that was a life, because that's how they related to you. And so people around us can get very scared when you start to change. And that, again, can keep you stuck. So it is your birthright to keep changing. It is your birthright to keep growing. And it's your birthright to just be able to unfold your life the way you desired, not the way you were programmed. And that's something I really want you to think about today, because the energy right now is pushing all of us to be in our truth and be in the best version of who we are. But remember, a lot of people I hear this say, I'm in my truth, but they're in their head. They're not living from their heart. So when you live from your heart, it's the feeling and the knowing of the intuition. It's your head can tell you all sorts of stories, and they'll justify. Our brains and our mind are meant to justify everything we do. But when you can get out of the spirit of justification and step back and say, truthfully, how do I feel about this? Truthfully, how do I feel about this? When you can get into that space, watch how you will go, oh my gosh, I feel really good about this. I'm going to go for it. Even though maybe earlier you didn't feel so good. So when you, a lot of people don't use that word truthfully. And it's one of the simple tools I always teach the people I work with. If you can go in and say to somebody, truthfully, is that how you feel? Or truthfully, is that how I feel? People don't use that word very often. And it sounds funny, but you'll shake up the field, your energetic field and theirs. Then you'll get the truth right away. And then you'll be able to move in a direction that you know is serving you. And that's what's so beautiful. And then you're not going to be stuck. So this is a declaration where I say always, thank you, God, universe divine, bringing in all the accumulation of energy to keep me moving forward and to pressing forward. And if you can declare that, watch how much is going to change in your life. But also, please watch how much is going to show up in your life, where you're going to go, time for that one to go, time for them to move along. And that's going to be the hard part. But you can do it, and you can keep pressing in each and every day. So also your physical body moves energetically, obviously, all the time. We're all energy inside and outside. So when you're really declaring things you want, you move your body forward. If there are things you don't really want in your life, you move your body backwards. It's just a signal that the body picks up and says, oh, they would like to take that energy in. When you move your body backwards, it sort of distances you. You ever been in a meeting where people are yelling and they move forward? Now that's when you want to move your body backwards so you don't absorb that energy. So 2020 is going to be the time you're going to feel a lot more. The intuition is going to really start to go to another level. And you probably get even more deja vus. People always ask me, why do I get deja vus? And I'm like, it means you're in the right place at the right time and everything is on track. I love them. I think I've had about 25 since I've been down here. It's absolutely amazing. So you just press in, keep pressing in, and watch how much will change. But look at your last year and celebrate and say, oh my gosh, look how much changed. The little things and the big things. Like I said, when I first started to change even my physical space and doing energy work and tuning into my body and what it was telling me, it was 5 years before I got to an end of the year and went, wow, that year was really good. It was better than last year. But I was missing, I was looking for the big wins. I was looking for, you know, that aha moment where the sun comes out and everything's glorious. I was looking for that. I wasn't looking at all the little things that had changed. But when you can look at the year and look at all the little things that have changed, that's where you're going to really bring in bigger transformation and get into the rapids and not stay stuck. Because it's, we're kind of always, as humans, we're looking for that big, like I got that big job or that big pay raise, or rather than, wow, the person was so in gratitude I was able to help them this year. And I realized that today my body didn't hurt as much this year as it did last year, or I had 4 ailments and at the end of the year I only have 3 ailments. Those are huge wins. And when you start to look at them, the energy of the body grabs hold And then that energy starts to spin faster to create bigger and greater change in every part of your life. So it's really, really beautiful. And that's another tip just to understand so you can keep moving forward. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to wake up and go, I wish I did. I wish I could have, or I should have. And it's never too late. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It has no bearing on what you in spirit can do in your life and how you can transition your life. So always remember that, and that'll keep you moving. It'll keep you flowing, and you're really going to step in to the beauty of who you are. Now, I think we have, Carrie on the line, but I think we're actually heading to a break here right away. So we're going to make sure we'll come back with Carrie and after our break. So we'll have her just hang on the line a little bit longer so we can shift some energy and questions for her. But if you're really getting to this year and you're with your family and you're with your friends, really look at these next couple of days. And while you're with people, take a peek around and say, are they supporting me? Are they uplifting me? Are they moving me into this new direction? Or are they pulling me down? And just observe, really observe. Did you laugh? Did you smile? Did you leave energized? That's a big, big way, is to really say, oh my gosh, I left energized. That for me is always a hallelujah moment where I'm going, oh, I left energized. I feel amazing. We had so much fun. That meant it served me and it served them. And listen to your conversations over these next few days, because you're going to be with a lot of people. And you'll either interact with a lot of people, even if you're at the malls or wherever you are, if you hear the conversations, what is it about? What are they talking about? So also move away from people that may always want to just gossip or talk about something negative, because that is also going to keep you stuck. But I'm telling you, 2020, total truth serum. It is going to feel like you took a truth serum, because you will not be able to hold that back. So this is amazing. I hope you can take that in. And what I say to people is, thank you, God. I always say, thank you, God, universe, or divine. Thank you, God. I'm taking it all in. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Thank you, God. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Carrie on the line from Toronto. And we'll see you just right after the break.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
That's great music. Hey, you know what, guys? Over this holiday season, if you want to get unstuck, go sing and dance and celebrate and laugh. You know, we're the best producers. We are so blessed. We're having some good laughs on the break. And this is all about getting unstuck. You're getting ready for 2020, the next decade of joy and fun. It's all about choice. You know, we're going to go right to the phone line. I think we have Carrie on the line, correct, from Toronto?
We do. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Carrie.
Tracy, I'm glad you're out enjoying your dream. I love hearing great stories like that. I think it's wonderful.
We all get to enjoy our dreams. But I pressed in for 10 years. So guys, don't give up. Never give up, ever.
Well, that was kind of why I was calling. Because so I look past the last year and I have to say I'm really excited about how, like, I see the positives. Like, I see where my investments were success, and you know, I got rid of some toxic people and, you know, some friends, and just kind of changed direction and slowly removing, getting out of my career into something new. And like, I just see these positives, and I'm like, where am I feeling stuck? Because I don't feel like I'm on top of the world, you know? And so it's kind of like, you know, those little lulls of, you know, creativity, like where things are just at a standstill. It's like, okay, so, you know, I got rid of the friends, and it's like, well, where are the new ones? Well, they're not there quite yet. Or, you know, where's the, you know, the new career, you know, love job? It's like, ooh, it's not quite there yet. You know, it's like there's, and then you kind of answered a lot of the questions that I had before I got on this, when I was on hold there, because you're like, you know, things take time and you just gotta,
well,
you know.
You know what? I get chills as you're speaking, because this is like what's so beautiful is you said it right at the top, and we can definitely move energy and shift it to strengthen your body on every level layer to bring things a little bit quicker. But here's what happens is you've done this. So you started to clean out all of the old, you started to look back and you went, oh my gosh, like I said, your investments and your friends that had to go and bringing in new people. So you're in this is the lull. And this is probably one of the most, it can be a little bit frustrating. This is where I say to people, get really busy, because I know I've been in them a long time. Like, you go through them all throughout your whole life. You will, you'll clean out. Then it's like you're sitting there on the dock. I use the dock because I'm at the ocean. So you're out there and you're waiting for that boat to come in and pick you up, and you're waiting. And the boat hasn't come around the corner yet. And that's that frustrating part, because you can feel it. You've seen the changes you've made. You acknowledge them. And then you're like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden the boat comes around the corner. And then you get busy again and things move. So it's really interesting energetically. People think that we move everything out and then all the next come in the next day. Typically you'll move stuff out. You'll acknowledge it like you did. Now you're in this little waiting period, and you can see very quickly into next year, everything starts to pick up for you again. Like within, your team keeps telling me, I see, feel in here for people that may are new, because we're on Dr. Pat's show today here. So see, feel in here, but your spirit teams keep saying 8 weeks, you've got this kind of place to play. Things will move, but they'll really start to take off. And that's what I really, really like, is that this space that you cleaned out. So I want to ask you this. If you look at the last year, not like 2019, look at 2018. Can you see how much transformation you did in 2019?
I do. Yeah. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, wow, cool.
So hold on to that energy, because it's that, that when we say pressing in, it's that energy that's actually picking up the steam. So you've left the pond. You didn't wait to go to a swamp. You left the pond. You cleaned up, you're in the stream, and now you'll see next year, like you said, it's going to hit rapids, and that's where you're going to be going, oh my gosh, there's so much happening all at once. And there was so much guidance around your life this year to make sure you were set up properly. So the work you've done really came through to build a different foundation. And next year, as you're still moving some things around and people and places, which we always are in life, you're going to see it's going to flow. And then finally, you're like, wow. So we say top of the world or getting to the mountain. I think that that's partly why as humans, we got so screwed up, because we always feel like we're trying to get to the next level. But when we can enjoy this place where you are right now and say, okay, now I'm going to create. Now I have another project.
I think that creative energy is what I feel I'm lacking.
Yeah. Part of that, I'll disconnect you, because there's part of your energy in the hibernation energy. And this is one of the things I was saying, like being in Canada, I get that too, right? In the wintertime, it's a little, we go into hibernation. And I can tell you, being in the sun, the creative energy came back in. So what I'll do for people in the cold is we'll start to unplug you from the hibernation energy and the climate that you're around, so we can impart and pull through the creative energy no matter what is sort of in that environment. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, lots of good changes. You should be so proud.
Yeah, I am. And thanks to you and the TLC community and everyone in there supporting everything and guiding me and helping me. And, you know, thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome. And,
it's been great to look back on.
I love hearing stories and testimonials like this, because I always say, you know, some of us, we pave the way, but it's that village, right? We all got to come together to keep helping and lifting each other up. And it's so beautiful that you can see how far you've come. Like, you've really come a long ways. It's amazing. So hold that energy over the holidays.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Merry, Merry Christmas. Lots of love, sweetie. Okay. You know what? I love these stories, because that is the testimonials. It's what we do in, I know if you haven't checked us out at tracylclark.com, we've been building a community of amazing souls. We help people all over the world. We have a huge give back component. It's what it's about. And, you know, we really make this promise to not leave anyone behind unless it's a choice, because I know what it's like to go through the pits. I know what it's like to get through these end of the year and feel frustrated and feel stuck and not have anywhere to go or community and people to help you and uplift you. And that's what we've created, is to make sure that there is an environment to keep pushing you to be the best version of you, whatever that is for you. Everybody's definition is different. And if I can say anything, I know we're going to go to Julie on the line right away. Stay in your own lane. A lot of times people come to me and they're like, Tracy, my staff will do this. Have you seen what so-and-so's doing or so-and-so? I'm like, no, I stay in my lane. I listen to what that Hannah God has to tell me. I stay focused. I stay in my gratitude, and I don't look outside my lane. That doesn't mean I'm not researching or enjoying and learning, but I'm not caught up in that competitive edge of, oh, he or she is doing this, so I better do this. Or I just, what am I told to do? And I stay in my lane. And if you can do that and keep pressing forward, I promise you, and I thank that Hannah God, Universe Divine, for pressing in to give you more of those blessings and those miracles and that overflow of that beautiful heart space love. Because when you do find it, it's total transformation. It really is. You know, we talk about on Transformation Talk Radio, what I love about this whole, you know, name, what I love about the name is that we're constantly transforming and evolving our lives. And when you say that word, I mean, better, better, better. The life I walk in today, if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I'd have this life, I would have said you were crazy. But I just kept saying, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to follow the intuition. So I want you to do that and make yourself a promise. It's your birthright. Follow your intuition. All right. I think, Benny, do we have Julie on the line?
We do. Let's bring her on. Hi, Julie.
Oh. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Julie. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. You know, I'm just having so much fun in the ocean. And our amazing producers, happy, get ready for the holidays. How can we help you? What do you want to share?
Well, I have had, my husband and I have had the most
miraculous year so far. And we have had, you know, thanks to you and the work you teach us and Body Regen and the Miraculous program, and then really the Evolutionary program, which really catapulted us into massive creative financial solutions and supernatural debt cancellation.
Too, we're kind of like a school, right? We've been moving. We're like a school now.
Oh, yeah. I know. And it's just incredible. And so what my question was, well, first of all, thank you for everything. I can't imagine where my life would be right now if it wasn't for you and the TLC community. But my question is that all of the ties and any of the cords that we had with the CRA and the government and Veterans Affairs with my husband and any of the entities that were attached, we had to move our finances in certain areas to be dealing with somebody else. But any of those cords, anything residual, I just want gone because we just want to fly in 2020.
Oh. Yeah, you know, this is a wonderful thing. It's a really easy tool for listeners that you can do. I love giving people simple, fast tools. Like, you know, that's me. I don't like that. Oh, we're going to sit here and swirl energy for a million years. We're way past that. That's all old. You need tools you can use now on the fly, out in the world, shift, change, go. I love what you said here because, so the CRA is a Canadian version of the IRS for our listeners. I'm not sure what it is in the other countries. I know lots of, we have clients all over the world. They always tell me and I forget, so I apologize. But that's for the listeners. Veteran Affairs, your husband being in military and for many, 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 many years. And so we have Veteran Affairs, obviously, in many other places of the world. And I'm just reiterating this, so anybody listening can actually have this beautiful clearing as well. And so moving and aligning yourself to be working with people that are heart-centered with you in your money is what you had asked for. And then also, and yes, it's very important, guys, that when you're dealing with people that are handling your money, so your financial planners and your brokers, make sure that you feel very aligned with them and you feel very in sync with them and very respected and honored by them. And that's how you also know that your money will also move with you as well in terms of accumulation and generation and growth. So that is all good. All we need to do is there is some just residual energy that falls off. So a simple tool that I always love, and it really sounds, you're going to go, that's so simple, but it works so well. It's like, thank you, God, for that experience with them. Thank you for all of the energy that I exchanged with them and the learning I got. And thank you now that it's gone. And I actually literally just move my hand up and down my body and I push what's left. So we can remove cords, ties, vows, oaths, which are basically energy connections that you made with people that left an imprint in your body. It could be a good taste or a bad taste that now needs to go because you've already done your time with them and there's no more time needed, right? So when I remove that, and this again is all worked through the heart space because people can, we get imprints. People are like, what is an energy cord or a tie? It's an imprint. So basically when you're around somebody, you always hear how ducks imprint on each other. Well, people imprint too, right? And information stays stuck. So I can cut what's ever left to strengthen you on every level and every layer. Thank you, God, to start to push you into a new direction. What I do like is you guys have actually moved because you ended all this at the end of the year. You actually have moved into a different highway. So the way it shows, spirit shows for you is you were going down a highway, but literally you took a ramp and now you're going down. And so if you were on Highway 1026, now you're going to, you know, 1050. So you're now switching lanes. You're switching and going straight on a new lane, which is really powerful. Yeah, it's really powerful. The other thing is when you were talking about the Veterans Affairs and the government, it looks like a lot of that is just, it's done. It was part of your old world, your old way, but it's finished. So tune into your body. I always say to people, this is how you know. Tune into your body. Does that feel lighter in your heart area?
Well, it does not only feels lighter, it feels like my heart's pounding out of my chest, but it's not a worrisome feeling. It's like a massive expansion. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, no, that is exactly what you want to feel because that's where I say to people, now this time is a place of pressing in and really spending this last week of, I would be doing a lot of the dreams and vision building that I like to teach people, but just spend some time and speaking into your field and prophesizing into your field that, you know,
you want this and that and this, and, you know, more, maybe it's more gratitude or more travel or more joy or, you know, more work or whatever it is. This week now is ripe that we're coming in for, and really watch your words, because if you can speak into your field, you'll find your words are going to become very, very potent. So it's like putting Miracle-Gro on your garden that you're bringing into fruition for 2020.
Wow. I will take all of that. Thank you. I'm going to write my TLC notebook. I'm going to manifest.
Yeah. You'll want to definitely, it is the time. It's the time, you know, and I'm so grateful you brought up with the community, because, you know, it's one of the things that makes our community unique is very much how there's so much support, but there's also a lot of giving back. And we've helped a lot of families around the world. And I think that that is something that I say it so people start to understand that you also get to enjoy in that beautiful energy, which helps you transition and change in all areas of your life, because you're in that beautiful giving and receiving energy. You've had an incredible year. Incredible year.
Yes, we have. And you've done amazing for all the families in the community, for everything, for all of us. So on behalf of the community, thank you.
Thank you. I love it. All right. We are going to quickly go to Kaylee on the line. We have about 6 minutes left. So let's bring her in and see what we can shift for her.
Kaylee, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So happy you called in. And he's like, we got, you know, a few minutes left. I'm like, okay, let's get her in.
Well, my blessing is more for all the people that have their birthdays around the Christmas holiday. And I know some people, it ends up to be a very special time, but there's a lot of people that feel forgotten and overlooked. And so I was wondering if you might just be able to do a general blessing for those people to help remove some of those harsh feelings that they might have around it, or feeling lost, abandoned, or whatever it is that they are carrying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for you and many people, that I've known over my time, we've had birthdays on the 24th and the 25th for sure, and the 23rd. Any birthday from the 21st to literally the 1st of January seems to get lumped in. You even get a, I don't know if this happened to you, but I've seen so many people where they get their Christmas and birthday present in one. And I'm like, what are you doing? Yep. You need two. Mm-hmm. Like, you get one any time, right?
Yes, and we've worked on this, and I feel great about it now. But I remember for many, many, many years, it was a very sad time for me. So I'm just hoping that we can help a lot of other people get to that same space of joy.
And I'm so happy you brought this up, because we can clean this for people that have birthdays this time of year, to remember to also speak up and say, you know what, if it was your birthday, any other time of year, we'd be doing a different celebration. So can you please bring, I would like to do my own celebration. We're not going to tie them together. Don't be afraid to speak up, people, if you have a birthday during this time, because when you speak up and you say that, then you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to go celebrate me. And if you have a birthday this time of year, I would highly recommend that you go and spend some time really honoring yourself, because it's the energy is huge for creation. So you can create for your birthday truck, and you get to create for, you know, the year changing and ending and new beginnings.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm so glad you called it. I wish you a huge, happy, happy birthday. We all send you a huge, happy birthday, because I know this time of year is just not the easiest when it's your birthday. So thank you for calling in. Let's bless everybody that has that time. You know, I'm so grateful for everyone that called in, and I know we're running out of time. We still have callers on the line, but you can catch me in the new year at TracyLClark.com and on my own Transformation Talk Radio as well, Tuesday mornings, if you want to keep calling in. You know, I'm so honored to be here sitting in for Dr. Pat. I want to give a huge shout out to her. She's an incredible woman who has changed so many lives, and you know, it's good that she gets a little breather. Sometimes we don't always see what we do behind the scenes, changing and shifting. And I'm so honored to have know her and everybody at this station. And if it's your holiday season, no matter what it looks like for you, you have a choice. You have a choice to make it the best one, or you have a choice to sit in the swamp. And my favorite character of all times, if anybody listening, you know my story, from when I was a wee little girl has always been Yoda. And now we have baby Yoda everywhere. But as a wee little person, it was, I remember, you know, when he's in the swamp and he's lifting up the plane and he's like, we don't try, you just do. Don't stay in the swamp. Here's the thing. If Luke had given up, which he did, his plane, everything would be in the swamp. We do this in life. We leave things in the swamp and we sit in it and it stinks. So you have to decide, and it is a choice every day. Keep choosing. And if you feel like you're in the swamp, I've been there with you. But when you keep choosing something different and you say today is going to be different. And I had those days where I was like, ah, it wasn't different, but I kept trying to choose. And I'm like, no, I got to do something different. Trying isn't going to get me anywhere. So I did a different action. And I want to thank that hand of God and universe, divine, whatever you call it, to bless each and every one of you on your season right now. And to know you're coming into a new season. You're coming into a new time. And just because you may have seen something stay the same, it doesn't mean it can't change. Remember what I just said. I waited 10 years to walk in the dream I'm walking in now. And 17 years in this space of shifting and changing souls just like you and coming to the realization that I had the power within me. You have the power within you. And don't ever forget it. And if you ever need that pick-me-up, we're here for you. If you need the reminder, you have people that love you, support you, and really want to see your dreams and visions. Because you have something unique inside you, just like I have something unique inside me. And when we birth that into the world, miracles and blessings happen. I wish you an incredible holiday season. Laugh, dance, sing, joy, enjoy it all. And get ready for 2020 and watch what unfolds in your life. Come down the rapids with me and let's create change. Again, if you haven't, check me out, tracyelclerk.com. And I hope you have an incredible season and we will see you in 2020. Happy holidays, everybody.